What's going on, my peeps? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you, of course. As always, I'm joined by the lovely, the beautiful, the hairy Brian Choop. What the hell was that? Is that the sound of your people?
That was the call of my people. I had a different plan for that, but that's just what ended up happening.
Well, okay, what was the other plan? Do you want me to start over?
No, we'll just keep that one. That's good enough.
Brian, this is episode 399 of Front Page Tech.
That is true.
That is a lot of episodes that we've done.
That's almost 400.
Almost.
That's all I got to say about that.
So that means that you would expect an episode on Friday. Instead, you will not be getting an episode on Friday.
You know why? You want to tell them why?
I'm going to tell them why. We are preparing for episode 400. And we're gonna go.
We didn't prepare ahead of time,
right? We're gonna go scout the location, figure out what's going on Friday, and also use that day to plan. Looks like, according to Brian's schedule, that we will be filming it on Sunday,
so
and it will go
out
on Monday.
Monday.
I don't know how I'm gonna pull that off, but record on Sunday, go out on Monday, episode 400 on Monday. So, if you want to be featured in 400 episode 400 of Front Page Tech. Leave your questions down below, ask FPT, or if you want to tell us something specific that you want to see us do in episode 400, you can let us know in the comment section below or tweet it, whatever. Now, if you're not familiar with how these episodes usually work, we do them every year. Every time we hit another 100 episodes, look up 300 Front Page Tech. Boom. Then you'll see the 300th episode of Front Page Tech, and you'll see how they work. So leave questions down below. We have some here and there on Twitter and under videos, and we'll see. If we need more, I'll probably make a dedicated video that'll go out tomorrow being like, hey, people, questions. So leave your questions down in the comment section below. If you're watching right now, here's the rule. If you're watching this show right now, you cannot leave without asking a question down in the comment section below. So you must right now take a second. Brian, we're going to pause for them so they can do it.
That's probably long enough.
Okay. Hopefully
for them.
You ask your questions down below. And if you're listening on iTunes or wherever, go to the YouTube thing and question. Or you can just tweet at John Prosser, at Front Page Tech. Tweet it to us. We need to know. At John _ Prosser, actually.
Yeah, that.
You want to talk about some news? Probably not.
Now, why you got to be like that? I'm always up for the news.
The news? Okay. News. I'll go first, if you don't mind. Slack.
Please do.
Has begun rolling out voice calls on Chrome and on the desktop application.
Sweet diggity dong.
So Slack is a really, really good group team effort chatting app.
Team effort?
Yeah, it's for your team. It's better for you to use it as a team, right? It's this cool place. You have a team of people.
I guess it wouldn't work with one person.
And there you can chat, you can share things. It's like an all-in-one one-stop shop for your team to go to communicate things, to share things, all that sort of thing.
You think the Patriots use it, like the team?
Yes, I think they do.
Or like
Hut Hut Hike.
Do you think they talk about game plans and stuff?
Probably not.
I think they talk about what like is a superior shoe. In their chat,
I don't think so, Brian.
But you can do that now with video. You can talk about which better shoe is for football.
Is it video or just voice? It looks like it's just voice.
It is just voice. I read it wrong.
So, cool. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't add more features to a platform like this.
No.
I'm sure if you want to do voice calls or anything, you would go somewhere else. So it's cool to be able to not have to leave Slack in order to do this. I would rather it was video, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Voice calling is cool. It is a step, but I'd rather
it
have
really
video.
Is.
So it's in beta right now, but hopefully we get video eventually. You can have up to 15 people in a call, which
that's
is
pretty intense.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. I think
really
Google Hangouts, you can have 10. Skype, you can have 20 or 25. But of course, this is video as well. So keep that in mind.
That would
this
be rough.
And Slack is not video.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Moving on. John, you like Bob Saget.
I do like Bob Saget.
Guess what Bob Saget did? Do you know? He did Full House. He was in Full House.
What?
Yeah.
The Bob Saget.
Yeah, the Bob Sackett.
Like in the in the 80s and the 90s?
Exactly. Now, the show is back. And if you haven't heard, Fuller House.
Because it's a little bit fuller.
Although like it kind of shit the bed and got some really terrible reviews.
Just like my pants from the 90s to now, it's a little bit fuller.
Is that okay? Is that from poop or penis size? That's I can't really
penis
tell.
Penis joke.
Okay, well, I figure you just poop your pants all the time, so yeah. That's what I figured you were rolling with. It got renewed for a second season, which is may come to a shock for anyone who's actually seen it because apparently it's really bad.
Yeah, can I give you my honest review?
So, okay, let's preface this by saying that you are a fairly big fan of the original.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with it, you know, and
you could still watch it today, like more than likely.
If
there was an episode on, you would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, is it cheesy? Yes. Is it a little 90s sitcom? Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's cool. It's Full House. It's supposed to be that way. The Fuller House is a steaming pile of horse shit.
Oh.
Absolute horse shit. The first episode is so great and so nostalgic. It's very cheesy and some of the jokes are really forced and they really force some of the popular sayings like Jesse's Have Mercy or Joey's Cut It Out. Like that stuff is forced just to give you like a nostalgic feel again because you're not going to fit a fucking Cut It Out joke somewhere in the show. It was always forced anyway in the show. So it was just cool to give you like a little glimpse back in your past. And Brian, there was quite a few things that happened in the episode, in the first episode that was like, oh man, this feels good. It feels right, you know? What they didn't tell you is that Bob Saget and Dave Goulier and John Stamos and all
that
was
Dave Coulier.
Coulier?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Coulier.
Okay, whatever. They're only around for the first episode, pretty much.
Which,
I mean, Joey comes back for like the third episode, or it's just weird, but they're guest stars.
Just to clarify, is that those are the characters you actually care about.
Right. Now, let me help you. If you're thinking about watching Fuller House, first of all, if you've never seen Full House, don't fucking watch Fuller House. But if you watch Full House, watch the first episode of Fuller House. It's great. It'll give you the feels. After the first episode, it becomes a story. It follows DJ and her single mom adventures because, shocker, her husband's dead too. Kind of like how Danny was a single dad.
That got kind of dark real quick,
well,
John.
It's like a Disney sitcom at this point. It's like what you would expect from Disney.
Well, you know, Full House was a family show.
Yeah, I mean, even now, there's like a little bit of a, like there was a joke, something about one of the kids was erupting his volcano all night.
Oh, okay, I see. I got you.
So it is adult-esque. It's like, it's weird to see these characters say some of the things they do, because, you know, Full House, you wouldn't expect that sort of thing, but now Netflix is in charge. It is a cool thing to have back, to be able to say, wow, I'm glad they brought something from my childhood back, but it's not good enough to have a second season.
Well, there you go. That's the official Fuller House review via critic John Prosser.
Something that's awesome, though, Brian.
Apparently, is that you're going to say that the second episode was racist? Because that's what I just read in chat, and I figure you'd be into that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. The Amazon Echo, though, Brian, is not racist. It offers a choose-your-own-adventure Batman story. So they have teamed up. Amazon has teamed up with DC Comics and Warner Bros. To launch a choose-your-own-adventure-style interactive Batman story called The Wayne Investigation. The tale has you telling the Echo where you want to go as you search for the clues following the murder of Bruce Wayne's parents.
You're very excited about this.
I don't have an Amazon Echo, and I'm not going to buy one for this.
My aunt has an Amazon Echo.
Is she going to do this?
Is she going to do this? More than likely, John, you'd be a fucking fool not to.
Would I? This would be cool to try.
It'd be really neat. The Echo is already really useful, so it makes sense to me.
So it could last anywhere between 5 minutes. If you fuck something up, it would only last 5 minutes. And it goes all the way to 40 minutes. So Engadget says it's basically a radio drama for the internet era. Were there such things as radio dramas?
Yeah, there was a Star Wars radio drama.
What?
Where like back even when TV and television first started coming out and rolling on, everyone had one because they were pretty expensive. So radio shows were still very, very popular. And matter of fact, have you ever seen A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Remember the Drinker Ovaltine line?
Yep.
That was literally on about a radio show.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, like it was very popular back then. A lot of TV shows, I believe, around that time were spawned from radio dramas.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's really cool that it's Choose Your Own Adventure, though. That's pretty freaking cool.
With my luck, I'd end up with the 5-minute one.
Yeah. You would like be like, okay, John, what do you want to do? Do you want to pop out of the Batmobile and try to fight some thugs? Or do you want to go to Papa John's? I'm going to go to Papa John's. Batman, yeah, he just goes and eats pizza, and that's the end of the freaking drama.
Yeah. So HTC has basically put out a Turkish video. It's in English, but the subtitles are Turkish or something. I watched
people speak Turkish, John.
Yeah, I watched it. And it's just like the camera is panning up to an office building. It's just panning up and they're saying things. They said they're working nonstop, not because we have to, but because we want to. You'll see. So it says,
you'll see.
Yeah, it says they're obsessed with making your phone better. Find out what we're obsessed about. And then it cuts to HTC, hashtag power of 10.
It really is just a teaser, huh?
It's just a teaser, which is funny because HTC is known for not spending any money in marketing, really. And that's like their downfall. And now I wonder how much money they spent on this that gives you nothing. It's
about just like about $15.
It doesn't show you anything.
I'm pretty sure.
This is what the teaser said. We are HTC. We are working on a phone. You're going to see the phone. You'll see. Just that's it.
It's like, you don't believe us? Fine, fuck you.
So I'm pretty sure
they just paid for the lunch for the guy who did the voiceover.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's all it was.
We'll see, obviously. It's what they say.
Yeah, obviously, we'll see.
HTC has been kind of hit or miss the past year or two. So we'll have to see. I'm curious to see the M10 when we finally have some solid announcements and to see if it competes with things that we're seeing from LG or Samsung.
I have a feeling it's just going to be one step below or, you know, just not going to be anything drastic.
The problem, though, Brian, with a teaser like this is it's going to get everyone's expectations up because their mind's going to be going crazy, especially if you're an HTC fan. You're like, oh, my God, this is going to be amazing. And then they're going to give it to you. And it's going to be like, ta-da! And you're going to be like,
But like, oh, it's the M9. But
in most cases, I would always say... for the people that are always disappointed by iPhone stuff, I always say, well, that's not Apple's fault. That's your fault for having your expectations so high. In this case, it would be HTC's fault because they're teasing something so spectacular that it might come out and be not that way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt it's going to be a good phone, but temper your expectations, people.
Speaking of expectations, Google is testing a way to let you pay...
With your fucking face.
With your face. So... You don't take your phone out of your pocket. We have all these payment services that are coming out that are pretty cool. You just fucking give them your phone, boom, done. Or you scan something, NFC, the fingerprint, done. This, don't fucking worry about it. They showed a video, kind of teaser that shows how it works, and it's like people fumbling over shit when they go to a register, and like,
it was like
they make it look so terrible, like a payment process so terrible. Like you're going to walk into the register and you're going to be holding a baby and a bunch of stuff and your hands are going to be full. Like if you're going to a store and you're going to check out,
you're prepared for it.
Have a hand free maybe.
It's not going to surprise you and be like, oh, I pay now. Oh, that's what I do.
So I've forgotten. Basically, they have released an experimental payments app. It's called Hands Free. It lets you pay for items in the store without taking your phone out. It's on iOS and Android. Relies on Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and location services. Determine when you're nearby a participating retailer or restaurant, which for now probably won't be many. You basically just walk up.
I believe, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You basically walk up. Papa John's in the Francisco
Bay Area.
San Francisco Bay Area. Good Lord, I'm broken. John, help. Continue.
You walk up, you say, I'll pay with Google. And apparently the cashier can confirm your identity with a photo on their end to complete the transaction. Now, on this ideally, what Google wants to do is they want to... So basically, you'll download the hands-free app, okay? Yeah. And from there, you'll take your picture or give them a picture to go off of, okay? So if a retailer, a restaurant participates in the hands-free thing, when you say, I'll pay with Google, ideally, Google will have an in-store camera that will be able to look at you and identify you, your identity, based on the picture you gave them for the hands-free application.
Interesting.
That's nuts.
I don't see it being very prevalent all around the place.
Not for a while. And there's going to be a lot of issues. Like the one time this fucks up my day, where I walk over, like, I'll pay with Google, and the camera says it's not me, but it is me. Because it's just at a weird angle. Because, like, I've noticed this about myself. This side of my face looks a lot different than this side of my face. I don't know why that is.
Well, but, John, but you, like, look like a fucking mountain, you weird craggy fuck.
But I'm just waiting for it to be like, nope, that's not John. And then the cashier be like, sorry, you can't pay. Well, fuck you then. Fuck you. I don't want you to have my money.
Nope.
It's a cool concept, but we'll see.
All and there's going to be all kinds of always...
fucking assholes going to be like, I don't want a camera looking at me and Obama's going to eat my baby. Well, shut up.
I mean,
this is cool. Technology is cool, and you need to shut your mouth.
They do say that the photos that it does take are immediately deleted upon, you know, recognition or not recognizing your face. Just
deleted.
Yeah.
Quote unquote deleted.
I'm sure they're actually deleted.
Given to Obama. So he can identify you in your last location so he can come and steal your baby.
For consumption.
For consumption.
Because he runs off babies.
Because he eats babies.
Does he?
Barack the baby eater Obama. President man.
President man. Away.
399 has come to a close. We will see you on Monday for episode 400. The first edited video in such a long time, I probably don't remember how to edit.
Nope.
But we'll see. If you like the show or learn thing, hit that subscribe button down below. We can always use more of those. And Brian, have a good day, and hope you do.
Okay. All right.
We'll see you on Monday. Hasta la vista.